The investigation into the cause of the fire and subsequent explosion is still ongoing, so many of the lawmakers' questions dealt with fertilizer plant regulation in the state in general, not whether or not the West disaster could have been avoided. But a telling question came about halfway through the hearing from committee chair Joe Pickett, a Democrat from El Paso.
Do we have the authority? Does anybody in the state of Texas have the authority to go visit these sites and make sure that whatever regulations they have to abide by, whether it's federal or state, are met?
He was posing that question to Nim Kidd. He's the chief of emergency management at the state's Department of Public Safety. And he basically said, no, that's not DPS's responsibility. But the local fire chief could conduct their own inspection, Kidd said, which led to another question from Pickett.
Could you in your capacity suggest that to those local entities based on what has happened?
Kidd said yes, they could suggest the local fire chief do that, but that's really all they could do in regards to safety. That was a point reinforced by DPS Director Steve McCraw.
Again, it's limited to, did you fill out the paperwork? Did you report what's in your facility? Not whether those chemicals are stored safely or not.
That point, that we're not responsible for safety, was made by agency after agency at the hearing. One agency might look into dust and air pollution, like the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Another might inspect fertilizer labeling, like the Office of the State Chemist. But there isn't a single agency that looks at safety and coordinating with local first responders. So, what if you wanted to know if there's a plant like West Fertilizer near your home? That question was asked by Representative Ron Simmons to McCraw from DPS.
How do these people know if there's a facility in their area that has this type of chemical? I would imagine that some people in West would have said, I had no idea.
Well, there's no orchestrated plan, overarching plan to educate the public at what's in their areas. As Chief Kidd testified, it's a local up in terms of it's not a state down.
That local up approach relies on companies to report their potential hazards to local officials and emergency committees. But those local groups don't always get that info, and they may not always adequately plan for a fire at a fertilizer plant like the one in West. Here's Nim Kidd from DPS.
And the biggest thing that I see that we can get out of this is raising the level of information and awareness to share with the population. You've got to have local elected officials and appointed emergency managers and responders that are capable and knowledgeable of their duties.
Lawmakers also got an update Thursday on the ongoing investigation into the cause of the fire and explosion. The state fire marshal said they've ruled out a natural cause for the fire, like lightning. They also said they expect to be done with the investigation by the end of next week. For State Impact Texas, I'm Terrence Henry.